What if people around the world, of all major faiths, prayed together for the healing of people with COVID-19? A heart doctor in Kansas wants to answer that question scientifically. NPR's Tom Jelton explains.
It's called intercessory prayer. The idea is that God can perhaps be called upon to heal a whole set of sick people, 500 people to be exact.
It has to be a true supernatural intervention.
Dr. Dhananjay Lacquaretti, a cardiologist in Kansas City, yesterday launched a four-month COVID-19 prayer study. The plan? Identify 1,000 infected people being treated in intensive care units. 500 of them will be prayed for, 500 won't be. Neither group will know about the prayers, nor will the doctors or nurses taking care of them. Lacquaretti has a steering committee for the study. The group first has to find hospitals willing to participate.
We all believe in science, and we also believe in faith. And if there is a supernatural power, which a lot of us believe, would that power of prayer and divine intervention change the outcomes in a concerted fashion? That was our question.
In 4 months, the investigators will look at the outcomes, how long the patients were on ventilators, how many had organ failure, how quickly the patients were released from intensive care, how many died. Lacquaretti says he was born into Hinduism, but believes in the power of all religions. The prayers will be offered by Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, and Buddhists. The idea of a scientific study of the power of prayer is not new. Some previous studies of patients with heart disease or cancer found slight improvement in patients receiving prayer. Some found no difference. Lacquaretti says he can't explain how people praying remotely for someone they don't know or a group of people would actually make a difference. And he admits his medical colleagues have a mixed reaction to his study.
I mean, even for my wife, who's a physician herself, she was skeptical and she was like, okay, what is it that you are looking at?
Lacquaretti says he has no idea what he will find, but he says it's not like we're putting anyone at risk here. A miracle could happen. There's always hope, right? Tom Jelton, NPR News.